We're going to look at a piece in the Or HaChaim, Parsh Kitetze, and that is much of what the Or HaChaim discusses in Kitetze, which has a lot of different halachos, a lot of different laws that are presented. He's going to tell us the deeper meaning behind it, what the psukim are actually talking about. So the psukim that we're going to discuss are about finding a lost object, the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. So mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, specifically one of the 613, which means it applies to Jews only. And the pasuk says over here, "Lo tiras shor achicha seyoni dachim, v'salam tamehem hashev tishivem la'achicha." So let's read the basic understanding of the pesukim itself, and then we'll read through the Or HaChaim. So the pasuk in Perikhav Beis, pasuk Aleph, says, "You're not allowed to see the ox of your brother or the sheep of your brother going astray. V'salam tamehem, you shall hide yourself from it. Rather, hashev tishivem la'achicha, you need to return it to them." That's pasuk Aleph. Pasuk Beis, v'imloka rav achicha elecha, what if your brother is not near to you? V'lo yudato, you don't even know him. V'yasavta otoch v'isecha, you're going to take this object into your house, even if it's an animal that you're going to have to feed. V'ya imacha, and then the animal is going to be with you. Adrosh achicha, so until your friend, or your achicha, your brother, goes to search for it, and you're going to have to then return it to him. V'ashevo salo. And then the pasuk says, "V'chein tasel chamoro." Pasuk Gimel. So too you shall do for his donkey. V'chein tasel simlaso. And so too you'll do for his clothing. V'chein tasen. So too you shall do for any object that your brother has lost, which is lost from him and was found. Lo tuchal hitalim. You're not allowed to hide yourself from it. These are the pesukim. Says the Or HaChaim, what this is actually talking about. It's very important, Or HaChaim. These psukim are actually not talking about simply a lost object, but rather it's actually talking about a lost object from Hashem. What does it mean, a lost object from Hashem? So when it says achicha over here, who is achicha? Who is referring to? When your achicha loses something, so he says, "Vein eila tzadikim yikrul tzad malasim achim." Tzadikim are called brothers. As the pasuk says that in many cases, that the title of brother is not only referring to a tzaddik, but also actually refers to Hashem himself. So, Shu Madrega Yosir Me'ula Shebechol Kinuyim. It's the highest level of titles that we can actually give the nation itself, the army itself. Osam Tziva Hashem Kiter Ashur. And those people, the tzaddikim, otherwise known as Bnei Yisrael, Hashem gave this title of brother, of ach, which means, if you, the righteous, you the tzaddik, see his ox, sheep, or goat straying, so what are these things? Ox, sheep, or goat? Elaim bnei adam shenim shaluka behemos. These refer to human beings, people, who are compared to simply animals. Why? Because they're lacking Torah and mitzvot within their life. Vehem tzon kedoshim. Nonetheless, they are considered the tzon kedoshim, they're considered the holy sheep of Hashem, Shehu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzon kedoshim, sorry. Lezekar shor seh v'seh achicha shor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when the pasuk tells over here, you shall not see your shor or the sheep of your brother, this is actually referring to the ox and the sheep of your brother, which refers to Hashem. And therefore the pasuk is actually telling us over here that the righteous, who are called brothers of Hashem, are the ones who are now finding those animals of Hashem. What does it mean, they're finding the animals of Hashem? We're finding Jews who have been far away from Torah and mitzvos. So the pasuk is actually telling us over here is that what you need to do is, you're not allowed to hide yourself from them. You have an obligation to go and help and find these people. If you find these people who have walked away from Hashem or are distant from Hashem for whatever reason, it's our obligation to return it to your brother. Who's your brother? Your brother is Hashem. V'kafal amar hashev tishivein. Why does it say it? You have to certainly go return it to them. Ki mitchil yishum lederech hatov. First, your job is to return these people to the proper path by influencing them, to drawing them close. And as a result, they will draw closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'avim shebashamayim, by themselves. So you have an obligation to bring them the first level of closeness to Hashem, and with that, then they will come closer to Hashem. And therefore it says, Teshivim el achicha, you will return them to your brother as a result of your influence. They will then return on their own to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'imloka Rav Achicha, but what happens if they're very far away? So the Pasuk is talking about the owner is far away. But what if this person is so far away? Because, says the Aruch Chaim, look at the galus. What does it mean, the galus? It's so long, it's so difficult. People are so far away from Yiddishkeit. They're so far distant from Judaism. What do you do? So he says over here, in this case over here, you have to take it into your home. Vasafta al toch beisecha. Hashem tells you, gather him inside your house. What is el toch beisecha, your house? This refers to the Beis Medrash. Your first base medrash, vilamdu or chaschaim, and there you have to teach him Torah so you can learn the proper way to live and the path that will lead to a life of yishkon or of an illuminated life with Hashem. And therefore, when this person is so far away, he studies Torah, meaning what's the best way to bring a person to Judaism? Not Shabbos meals, not whatever, making them feel good. Ultimately, it's Torah itself. So he says, when this person studies Torah so that he will not go away from the Torah way, and so his enemy, his Yetzirah, will not be able to fight him with false arguments, ki or Torah tatzilehu. What saves the person is ultimately the light of Torah itself. And that's when the pasuk says, v'zeyeh ad sheyitzras Hashem v'yidishehu. Then Or Chaim says that at that point when he's studying Torah, that's when he'll be able to seek out Hashem. Adrosh achich oso, which means until your brother inquires after it, which means the Jew you're returning to Torah will remain with you, you the righteous person, until Hashem seeks him out and guides him onto the right path. See, oftentimes you see persons studying Torah, but they're not ready to take upon themselves Torah and mitzvos because Hashem is not ready to take him on. He has not yet seeked him out. So your obligation is to study with him is adrosh achicha, until your achicha, until your brother, until Hashem wants to look for him, is ready to search for him, vashivo solo, and therefore you'll be able to return it to him. So all the things that you've done, the Torah considers though he brought this Jew back from destruction. Even though it's ultimately Hashem who decided to fully bring that person back, but you will get the credit as if you did everything from all aspects of it. And therefore he says, continuing on this idea, he says that it's our obligation to exert effort to inspire each of these Jews to the power of Torah study and to the Torah and through Musar itself, admonishment. Ad yom pekuda sheyidrash Hashem nishmaso, until the day that Hashem desires his neshama, which would mean the end of his life. So there's two ways to read it. One is till Hashem wants him to fully come back, and the other one is until Hashem desires that person's life is done over here, v'hashivo solo, which means you return it actually to Hashem himself. So ultimately, if he does not remain steadfast, and at some point his feet slip from the proper path, the soul will not return to Hashem, but will go to eternal shame. So our obligation of studying Torah is so that when the time comes for Hashem to take that neshama, he will follow on the proper path. And last points that he makes over here is that why is it that the pasuk says you shall do for his chamoro, for his donkey, v'chein tasel asim laso, for his clothing, v'chein tasel achol avedat achicha? What are these things it's talking about? There are three facets to every Jew. One is the physical aspect, his body. Second thing is the spiritual element of the person. And the third thing is the chelik of Torah, is that aspect of Torah that is given over to every Jew. Every Jew has their own portion of Torah that no other Jew can actually take, and therefore these are the things that you have to be able to return. So with regards to the physical aspect, it says, so shall you do, chein tasel lachamoro, the chomer, the physical side of him. You return his physicality to Hashem. He can do a physical tshuva with his body. The second thing is going to be, chein tasel lesimlato, you shall do for his clothing, because body is the clothing of the soul. So the spiritual element that you should do for his garment, you should return his soul to Hashem. So you can get a person to, let's say, keep kosher, that would be like returning his body. And then you have the element of soul, which is all other aspects of spiritual connectedness. Ki bechina zu, because this is an expression that says that the garment, a simla, is referring to, as Gemara says, referring to that of the soul itself. And then, keneged chelek haTorah, what about the aspect of Torah? It says, any lost article, l'chol avidas achicha, what is that referring to? refers to one's portions of Torah as a lost article. Rav Shimon bar Yochai said in Kiddushin, Mashal l'mish nevda aveda, it's compared to a person who gets, who's, when a man and woman get married, it's compared to a person who lost a possession. Who searches after whom? The man searches after his lost possession, meaning his wife, which means when a man and woman get married, then he is, it's like someone who has found his lost object together, and therefore these two souls are brought together. So therefore he says, Ki chelek ha'ol le'ish zehineyu avin me'olam. It's fitting that the Torah describes one portion of Torah, which is compared to mu'urasa, that which is one betrothed to, as a lost article. For the portion of Torah designated for this person is lost from the entire world until he discovers it. Every individual has Torah that they have to discover, since no one else other than he can discover it and reveal it into this world. And that's the Kabbalists actually tell us, the Mekubalim, through that which he is drawn to repent. However, he finds it and brings it down to this world, which means a tshuva process that a person does, he will bring that aspect of Torah into this world. And therefore, it is our obligation to bring that person, because not only are you bringing physical tshuva, spiritual tshuva, you're also bringing that hidden Torah that he lost, and he is actually bringing out of this world. So these are what the psukim are actually telling us over here. It's our obligation to bring everybody back, and we're returning it to Hashem. When we start the process, Hashem will continue the process when he, quote-unquote, is ready to bring that person fully back to Hashem.